WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Robert De Niro and Cuba Gooding Jr. star in the new film Men of Honor. It's loosely based on the life of the first Black Navy deep-sea diver to achieve top honors. Film critic Henry Sheehan has a review.
The smell of magnolia blossoms and corn pone has begun to waft from the silver screen, telling us not that it's sleepy time down south, but Oscar time in Hollywood. While lunacy, alcoholism, and physical impairments are still the surest path to an Academy Award nomination, the adoption of one Southern accent or another is still a guaranteed way to grab the Academy's attention. It's not even Thanksgiving yet, and we already have seen three such ballyhooed yarns. First was Remember the Titans, in which Denzel Washington and Will Patton draw their way through a difficult football season. Last week was The Legend of Bagger Vance, featuring Matt Damon and Will Smith's syrupy plantation verbal duels. And now we have Men of Honor, in which Cuba Gooding Jr. and Robert De Niro adopt the more taciturn accents of sharecroppers' sons. Or at least De Niro does. Men of Honor is, like many films of the past 2 years, based on fact, a Hollywood term which in common English means mostly made up. At the center of the movie is Gooding's character, Carl Brashear. In actuality, Brashear was a racial pioneer who helped break the U.S. Navy's color barrier by enrolling in its dive school. The school didn't turn out those free-swimming scuba divers you usually see on screen, sneaking into enemy harbors and planting explosives. Rather, they work underwater in those heavy, helmeted suits, which get their air through thin hoses. It's dangerous and unglamorous salvage work, requiring courage, physical strength, and a willingness to sacrifice the limelight, qualities which Brashear, who became a leading diver, seems to have had in abundance. No doubt because Brashear is still alive and cooperated with the filmmakers, the film doesn't come close to suggesting any inner turmoil or less than praiseworthy traits on the part of its hero. Those more dramatically provocative qualities are offloaded onto an entirely fictional character, Billy Sunday. Played by Robert De Niro with some of the accent and venom left over from Cape Fear, Sunday is a fearsome racist who, as Brashear's instructor, is determined to flunk him out of dive school. As an actor, De Niro seems similarly inclined, loading up on pork, bacon, bologna, and every other variation of ham to outduel Gooding at the Southern accent game.
Had yourself anything to drink today?
No, sir, Chief.
Well, say we go on into town and get us a nice cold one.
I can't do that, Chief. I haven't reported for duty.
I'll tell you what. I'll buy you a tall one over there. A bus ticket, too. So you can go on back to whatever burg you sprang from. What do you say?
Sir, I am a Navy man. Where I come from, there are no oceans. Only dirt farms and ornery mules.
You know what the Chinese say, Cookie? Beware what you wish for.
Because Brashear is virtually perfect, the movie can't do anything but show him succeed. That leaves De Niro to play out a redemption story that makes him the de facto protagonist of the film. He goes from cracker to crackerjack in an attempt to make himself worthy. Worthy of what, though, turns out to be a loaded question. One thing he becomes worthy of is the love of his wife, a Southern belle laughingly played by Charlize Theron, who seems to have stopped in on her way to do reshoots for Bagger Vance. But as it turns out, Sunday's real redemptive role is to help Brashear out of a third-act sickbed, something he can only do after he has a Damascene conversion from bigot to integrationist. In other words, having purged himself of racial animosity, this white man is now suited to be the boss of this black man. If Men of Honor was the only movie to follow this pattern, it would probably lie undiscerned beneath the surface. But much the same happens in Bagger Vance, in which caddy Will Smith guides golfer Matt Damon back to his natural, God-given position of authority in a society built around a segregated golf course. Remember the Titans is a remarkably progressive social document in comparison. At least Denzel Washington's African-American high school football coach assumes a leadership position. But after the out-and-out racism of last year's The Green Mile with its subservient death row black man, it's enough to make you wonder if Hollywood isn't slipping back into glorification of the good old days when blacks were helpful and whites gratefully condescending.
Henry Sheehan is film critic for the Orange County Register.